The national organizer of the Palm Oil Development Association, Maxwell Comer, says the market survey conducted on palm oil by some postgraduate students of KNUSD, which includes that some traders soak the product with millipedes, is an attempt to kill the industry. He said the Sudan 4 palm oil adulteration issue, though addressed, has affected the industry, which is yet to pick up. Mr. Comer, who spoke to Radio Ghana, said the students did a cheap work by not going to the source of production to speak with processors, but only chose a few selected markets for their work. Joyce Cheche reports.
Some postgraduate students of KNUST about 2 weeks ago came out with a report that some palm oil sold in four markets, including the Techiman and Kumasi Central markets, are soaked with millipedes. The reason for doing so, according to the survey, is to enhance the taste of the product. The national organizer of the Oil Palm Development Association, Maxwell Comey, says he doesn't see the sense behind people adding millipedes to palm oil. He said the students did a cheap work.
The reason is that there's no material in this document that can testify what they are saying. If you look at where they were talking about palm oil, you could see that somebody preparing palm oil is saying that we use millipede plus rotten kernel plus a substance suspected to be Sudan 4, which makes if these people wanted to do a genuine and a good work, a reliable document, this was an information they gathered from the market. The next thing for them to do was to go down there to take their time, mixed with them, as if they are doing an attachment. Learn how the palm oil is processed. You will be asking them a lot of questions as to the processing stages. Then somewhere along the line, you may probably identify that millipede is added to palm oil.
Mr. Comer, who is also the PRO of the association, said the insect thrives in moisty areas and when cold looks like a palm fruit, but that is not to say they are added to the product. He said the Sudan 4 issue affected the industry to the point that he has even laid off some of his workers.
Initially, the company was employing 110 workers, and then before the Christmas, we laid off 50, so we were left with 60. And then just after when we started production in January, we realized that there's no way we can make it. So last week, I have to lay off another so that we remain safe, so that at least if things begins to change, it can really pick up and then start production.
He said the work by the students, if not debunked, will completely kill the oil palm industry.